Australia imports more than 80% of all its fuel needs, with the majority of petrol from Singapore. Of late, the strong Australian dollar has kept the price relatively stable. In fact, just earlier this month, the price of petrol hit a 15-month low. But although the world is awash with oil, looking for a home, get ready to pay more. A senior economist with CommSec, Savanth Sebastian, explains it's all due to the sudden drop in the Aussie dollar.
Very likely that fuel prices will lift going forward, and it really comes down to the Australian dollar and how quickly that's falling. If you look at the global economy, the global economy is well supplied with oil. OPEC recently cut demand forecasts and confirmed that it expects oil output to exceed demand by over a million barrels per day in 2015. So there's plenty of supply going around, but unfortunately the Australian dollar is falling at a faster rate, and that may see petrol prices rise over the next fortnight.
What sort of rises should they be expecting?
Well, we've seen the wholesale price start to lift on the back of the falling Australian dollar. And in Australian dollar terms, the Singapore gasoline price rose by over $3 a barrel last week. And keep in mind, in US dollar terms, the Singapore gasoline price actually fell. So it just highlights the impact of the falling currency. And it will lift fuel prices across Australia. We're expecting the national average price to probably lift by about 2 to 3 cents a litre over the next fortnight. It takes about 10 days to filter through to pump prices.
When fuel prices rise in capital cities, motorists in regional Australia brace for more pain. The more remote an area, the higher the price. But transport economist with the RACQ, Susan Furse, says that's not always the case.
The differential can actually, if you like, be a negative one. So frequently we see that across Queensland, the keenest and the best price for a month is usually actually out in a regional area as opposed to Brisbane. So we often see that it's somewhere like Warwick or Toowoomba, or in the case of last month, for the month of August, it was the Sunshine Coast. So they can actually have cheaper prices on average than Brisbane, and that's cheaper by, say, 4 or 5 cents. However, in other regions, and certainly the further away that you get from Brisbane, you might see that prices can be higher. And I guess the highest price that we do see across Queensland is normally in Weipa. Now, that is largely a factor of two things. One is it's the distance to actually get the fuel out to Weipa, so there's a fairly hefty distribution cost, but also, the effect of supply and demand.
That's the price of petrol on the way up. But what about diesel, which doesn't appear to fluctuate in the same way?
Unlike petrol, there's not the peaks and troughs, there's not the price cycle. Now, one of the big reasons for that is a lot of diesel isn't actually sold through the service station outlet. Only about 20 to 30% of all diesel sold in Australia will actually end up being sold through a service station. So you don't then see that level of competing on price when it comes to diesel. So diesel's bought in bulk, and it might be bought by, heavy vehicle industries or other industries or your trucking companies, and they will sort of, they'll actually, do the big purchase deals.